Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is some not such great news about the ongoing adventure in Seattle and across the country with our homeless neighbors. Are they neighbors? Do you get to be a neighbor when you're going from one encampment to another? We will cover that. There's also more on what appears to be a very direct movement toward Americans feeling the same way about the COVID-19 pandemic. Enough of it! Let's put it behind us. And more people, an overwhelming majority of Americans, who have reached the conclusion that there's only one way to actually advance that cause, and that is to try to follow reasonable public health measures, including vaccination. One of the things that is fascinating to me is that this is an indication that things have not changed so well in America generally. I was talking about this with Jeremy, and then I was talking about it at home with my son and others, that this is one of those things where if you look at the fact that there are so many people who believe craziness, who believe basically that you'll be healthy as a horse if you take medicine that is made for deworming horses. Yes, that's ivermectin. And the CDC not only does not recommend it, they say it's dangerous, especially in some of the... Why do people believe in this? I mean, honest to goodness. And people risking their lives on this. One of the talk show hosts of the four who have died of COVID-19, and when I say talk show hosts of four people who are very, very, very anti-vaccine. And two of them, at least, two of the four, have basically recanted before they died during the time they were suffering from the COVID-19 virus. The question here is, what happened to our country? Where did it go? Where did this basic American can-do spirit and positivity and desire to work together in times of crisis? I've written about this in our newsletter last week. We had a piece there done in Newsweek about this issue. That one of the things that was very striking about September 11th, and we're coming up to the 20th anniversary, of course, part of what was striking about September 11th was that despite the fact that it was such a devastating blow and that there were a few fruitcakes who were there with their conspiracy theories and no, it was a demolition and no, the planes didn't hit the Pentagon and yes, this was all the military-industrial complex or the Bush family or somebody who had arranged this whole thing. It wasn't 19 crazy, awful, evil terrorists who blew themselves up for the sake of knocking down these buildings. Yeah, there are a few people who believe that, but generally Americans came together. And they saw that we needed to do something to help deliver our country. And to a very great extent we did. Certainly the main mission of the entire Bush administration was to keep us safe and to prevent something like September 11th from happening again. Okay, that mission was accomplished. It was, for 8 years. And now we are talking about a situation where all Americans really need to do is man up and get a vaccine. Vaccines are not dangerous. They work. They have saved uncounted millions of lives. And yet, people are so divided over it. And you see it with the callers. You can call now if you want, 1-800-955-1776. It is just madness that it should be so difficult when we have the vaccines, we've delivered them, we've set up these good vaccination stations, including the ones that have been closed by anti-vax fanatics who threaten all kinds of consequences and who do compare, as Marjorie Taylor Greene did, and as there have been a number of people who have made this kind of claim, claiming that people who are trying to work with vaccines are medical brown shirts, are Nazis in effect. And obviously that's going to discourage people and is meant to discourage people from getting vaccines. This is one of the questions that I would have, is I can tell you my theory, which is the way that getting more Americans vaccinated will actually help the country. Do you believe that having fewer people get vaccines helps anybody? Who does it help? What does it affirm exactly? 1-800-955-1776. On MSNBC, they did a story about one of our most poorly vaccinated states, in Alabama, which is suffering greatly from the COVID-19 Delta variant. In Alabama, there's a town called Panola, which has gotten a remarkable vaccine rate, full vaccination rate of 97%, compared to 38.3% statewide. So a woman, local activist named Dorothy Oliver, was asked, how'd you do it? How'd you get 97% of the people vaccinated? This is what she had to say. It's clip 11.
We decided the best way to do it is just start. First of all, we started calling on the phone, trying to take them to, you know, make the shot, make the appointment. And after we see we need to go a little bit further, so we decided to bring the vaccination to Panola. And we went door to door, talking to them, and we didn't have any problem. I've been doing this for a long time because I used to do it in other projects also. So everybody respect me, and they know I'm an honest person. So we didn't have any problem, and they respect the commissioner also. So we didn't have any problem at all. We went door to door, and we called on the phone. We did whatever we had to do to make sure they get vaccinated.
Okay. Good idea. Encouraging news. It seems to me that it is. And people going door to door. And no, it's Madison Cawthorn who made a comment, who said, well, Biden is talking about Madison Cawthorn, the Republican, newly elected Republican congressman from North Carolina. He said Biden's talking about going door to door if necessary to get people vaccinated. He says, well, what if they're using this as a warm-up to go door-to-door to take our guns and to take our Bibles? No, he honestly said that. And since when did the opposition to vaccines become a conservative issue? We were mentioning last hour that when the anti-vaxxers were prominent before and claiming, with complete, totally disproven, total crap, there have been major books written about this hoax, which people have made money on. The idea... Yes, it's sad. It's really sad. The idea of the original anti-vaxxers had to do with autism, that somehow getting measles vaccines or flu vaccines or any kind of vaccines would give you autism. It was only Hollywood fruitcakes. Fruitcakes. Who believe that? Let's go to Kish in Seattle. We'll go back to Kish, who I think is opposed to all vaccinations. So maybe he'd believe in that autism story, too. We'll go to that, and then an area about Biden's adventure in Afghanistan that is actually splitting Republicans. Not because they support Biden. Well, it's another aspect of controversy. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That show, one of the things that I do want to make clear is that I think that President Biden's idea that he seemed to sort of throw out there at random, I don't think it was a serious plan, that he wanted to do anything to get people to go ahead and get vaxxed up. That he said, well, we could even go door to door. I'll go door to door if it's necessary. And I think the prospect of having Joe Biden knocking at your door might be a little bit scary. He'd probably be wearing a mask anyway, or at least he should be if he's doing that. But he shouldn't do that. It's a bad idea. But there's a report that when Joe Biden first introduced that, there was a response from Representative Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina. He said, think what those mechanisms could be used for. He's talking about the vaccines. They could then go door to door to take your guns. They could then go door to door to take your Bibles. Do you really think there's an immediate threat or any kind of threat of the government deciding that what we have to do right now is to take away people's Bibles? I mean, I think they have other things to worry about. Some of them have to do with there's some distressing news on the homeless front. We will get to that. And again, if you can't get people to agree to get something that's free, that really doesn't hurt, that has very limited side effects, that works for you and is going to give you a better chance of surviving the pandemic without some permanent damage or a great deal of suffering, if they can't persuade you to do that, they're going to be successful in going door to door to take your guns and your Bibles, are they? Is that the next item on the Biden agenda, is it? Let's go to Kish in Seattle. Kish, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I apologize if there was a minute. I have vaccines. I've been
vaccinated. Are you there? Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. You have vaccines, you said.
So I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I will fight tooth and nail to stop the government from forcing me to get the COVID vaccine. One, I'm a healthy individual with an immune system, and I have a 99.9% survival rate if I do get the COVID, so I'm not concerned with it, and I don't need it. Two, with the people who are vaccinated are still getting it. Molly Walker, on August 25th, 2021, had a wonderful article, and I know you read and educate yourself and become informed on issues about the real-world studies regarding the side effects that we're just starting to learn about. There's going to be long-term side effects. Everybody says, well, it's FDA approved. Yeah, the FDA has approved a lot of things that they ended up later saying, oops, sorry, we made a mistake. It killed millions of people. It disabled people. It caused disabilities.
What are you talking about? What's the FDA mistake? You want to talk about thalidomide?
That's one.
Okay, thalidomide, it did not kill millions of people. Thalidomide caused birth defects for hundreds of people. It was tragic, and it was a horrible thing. And it was also, I believe, 60 or 65 years ago. We've gotten better about that. We've gotten better with medicine in general. And when you say, you keep saying nothing in the world is going to force you, how do you feel, what is the danger that you have to fight against in terms of being forced? Do you have pressure on your job to go ahead and get vaccinated before you come to work?
If I have to lose my job, I'll lose my job.
Fine, good. Then I salute you. As long as you recognize that, if this matters enough to you,
yes.
I think it's foolish, but if it matters enough to you, then I don't think the government should come to you and say, Kish, we're in a country of 330 million people, and we got to get every single one vaccinated. We don't. We need to get the great majority of people vaccinated, and then we can be out of the pandemic. But if when it comes to you, if you're willing to give up your job for the principle of not getting vaccinated, is it for the principle, or you actually are afraid that the vaccination will kill you?
I am actually afraid that the vaccine will kill me or harm me.
Okay, that is nutty. There is no one with a shred of credibility anywhere who believes that to be true.
I love you. I've listened to your show for a long time.
I
appreciate
your
movie reviews are fabulous. I love your stance on Israel. I love you, Michael.
Thank
I
you,
really
sir.
Do. But sometimes you make these universal statements that there's not.
Okay, so hold on for a moment. You say you love my stance on Israel, right? Israel is the most vaccinated country in the world.
And they've got hospitals full of vaccinated people who have COVID.
No, they do not. They do not. The problem basically there has been that two groups in Israel, Palestinians and who are citizens of Israel, and what are called the ultra-Orthodox, who have been resistant to some of the regulations that have worked out well. But to say that Israel is full, they're talking right now about the booster shots that they're working on that have worked extraordinarily well. And the point is, Kish, I appreciate your kind words, and I'm glad that you listen, and I hope that you will be healthy. But the scare tactics, do you think we have more to fear from vaccines or from the horse dewormer ivermectin? Which is a bigger threat to America right now?
You know, Michael, okay, so to answer your question, the horse dewormer, because there are people in the country who display a lack of intelligence, who do stupid things, who don't educate themselves, that's the other extreme of you saying there's absolutely positively no credible evidence that the
Do you have a doctor? Have you spoken to the doctor about the quote threat of taking the, for instance, Pfizer vaccine?
My family physician, and I will not give his name so he doesn't get in trouble, has told me, I'm assuming he's told other patients, that he recommends not getting it at my age and in my health condition.
Okay.
There's no need for me to have the vaccine.
Okay, and again, that will almost certainly work out fine for you. However, the difficulty is that even if you do get the vaccine and you remain healthy and strong and young and vigorous and all those things, you can still give it to somebody else. And you probably have some people in your lives who are more vulnerable to very serious consequences with the vaccine. The good thing about the very serious consequences with the virus, the very good thing about the vaccine is it means that even if you do get it, the chances of actually needing intubation and needing to be hospitalized and or of dying or having long-term loss of your taste or your smell or just proper breathing, which is part of the long-term cost, that chance for somebody around you who may not be as healthy as you are is still very much there, and it is reduced dramatically with the vaccines. Why should this be, and will it be a winning issue for Republicans? We will get to that and to more on the MedVed Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report says President Biden pressured the Afghan president to create the perception the Taliban weren't winning. Whether it's true or not, a transcript and audio of the call was obtained by Reuters. Biden reportedly telling the Afghan leader that the perception around the world and parts of Afghanistan is that things are not going well in terms of the fight against the Taliban. Biden then added, and there is a need, whether it's true or not, to project a different picture. The call was made on July 23rd, 3 weeks before the Taliban seized control of the country. Authorities in North Carolina say one student is injured after a shooting at a high school. The shooting taking place at Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, around 70% of adults in the European Union have been fully vaccinated. That means two shots of Moderna or two shots of Pfizer, the one shot of the J&J. This is a milestone just passed, supposedly to pass today, that puts the European Union among the world's leaders in vaccinations, despite a sluggish start earlier this year and worrying discrepancies among member states. Now, remember, when it comes to American adults, we have a vaccination rate right now, fully vaccination rate of 54%. And this is over 70% for the 27 nations where the vaccination rate grew at a faster pace than anywhere else in the world. Yesterday's announcement represented the meeting of a self-set deadline that once seemed out of reach. While more than 80% of adults have been fully inoculated in Belgium, Denmark, and Portugal, more than 75% in countries like Spain and the Netherlands, the figure falls to 45% in Latvia. Actually, that's 45% in Latvia, 31% in Romania, and 20% in Bulgaria. Now, all three of those countries were formerly part of the evil empire. They were all under the domination of the Soviet Union. Does that have anything to do with the fact that they would have a profound basis for distrusting anything that comes from the government? I suspect it would, because these are fairly well-educated parts of the world. Particularly, I know Latvia, they have do very well in competitive education systems. So what is the problem? And this goes to, I think, the core problem here, is what's going on in the United States, and this very much impacts some of the problems we have with the vaccinations and the pandemic has been a collapse of confidence, and it's not long-standing. It's in the last 5 to 10 years. It's recent. But a collapse of confidence in our institutions. I mean, I've mentioned, I think, before that Gallup does a survey, big survey every year, and it's fascinating. And they ask you, what are the professions that you have the most confidence in? And very regularly, used car salesmen and media journalists are right at the bottom. Members of Congress are right at the bottom. But 19 out of the 20 last years, they've taken this survey, the top profession that people have confidence in is nursing. And the only time nursing didn't finish number one in the last 20 years is after September 11th, the poll that they took for 2002, where after September 11th, firemen ranked even higher than nurses, and nurses were second. Doctors are way up there. Police have been way up there. Teachers have been way up there. There are certain professions like law. No, not ever. But the idea that we have lost so much respect, the left pushing to destroy respect for law enforcement, which is horrible, people pushing to destroy respect for our military, which has always had a great deal of respect, and for our doctors and nurses, I mean, really. Let's go to Bob in Marysville, Washington. Bob, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Michael.
Hey.
Yesterday I called my congressman's office, and that was Rick Larson. You know, my question was about immigrants, you know, refugees from Afghanistan and also across our southern border, and what would be their status on testing and vaccinations. And I was told that people coming from Afghanistan would be tested and get a Johnson & Johnson shot. And the staffer was a little dodgier about those coming across from Mexico, but she seemed to be confident that the people coming from Afghanistan would get a vaccination. I was kind of surprised at that.
Look, they're trying to organize this on the fly. I think their intention is, I heard some comments from General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and it's a complicated thing. They don't even know where these people are going, and I think it would be up to some extent to the states they come to the localities they come to, all of which have vaccination programs. But this is the point. This is why it makes sense, it seems to me, Bob, to have a very widespread vaccination mandate, because whether you're coming from one state to another state, or you're coming from a foreign country, or you're a refugee, it's also one of the reasons it's very important to get control of the border, not to have people just wander in. And I think one of the things that you do to make sure that things like this happen is, okay, if you wander in and you're not authorized, there should be really, first of all, we should minimize that as much as we can, but also make it very clear that before people go to work, if people go to work in a janitorial field and they're a janitor in a hospital or any place, there ought to be a requirement that other people are protected by asking you to take a basic precautions that are needed here. But your question's interesting, because it also does seem to me that if you're going to show that you intend to follow the law and follow the rules, that part of what you would do as a public-spirited new potential American would be to try to do whatever you could to make things as safe as possible for people around you. Now, that is not happening here in Seattle. There is actually a little bit of a story that gives us rise for one of our periodic homeless solidarity. This is breaking news, first of all. It's parents are fed up as homeless encampment remains near Seattle school on first day of class. Back to school jitters mixed with anger and frustration. for Seattle school public school parents after a homeless encampment near Broadview Thompson KH school has not been cleared. Remember, there are about 50 tents there with homeless people and drug use and all kinds of violence. This is unbelievable that this is going on. Do we have audio on that, Jeremy? Okay, let's take a listen.
The encampment was as big as nearly 40 tents. Parents grew concerned as the start of the school year approached and the tents were still there. The responsibility of removing the camp has fallen firmly on the lab of SPS, which has partnered with a new organization called Anything Helps to provide outreach to those living in the camp. The school district released a statement Friday saying the camp is unauthorized and unsanctioned, but it is committed to completely removing it. It did note that the pace of the removal is tied to the time it takes to provide services and support to those experiencing homelessness. And according to Anything Helps website, the nonprofit looks to leverage a Zillow-hosted service called Housing Connector to connect campers to permanent housing options, but so far the district has not given a timeline for when that encampment will be gone. But parents were told last week that there is extra gates, there are extra fences, and added security to help make sure everything is safe here at Broadview Thompson Elementary School, but of course nerves are still a little bit high there for parents this morning.
Okay, all summer long we've been giving you the updates on this, and it's been a question of, oh, the school district has to do it, the schools, the Seattle Public Schools, no, it has to be law enforcement, it has to be city. The fact that they can't get this done is a complete disgrace, and the idea that you first have to find them a home rather than removing an unauthorized encampment, for God's sake. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One of those things where, one of the blessings in disguise of suffering through this whole pandemic is my getting to work from home, which I never thought I would enjoy and never thought I would want to do. And I feel pretty comfortable about it now. I do miss going into the office, and I do miss seeing colleagues and things like that. But what is going on? I do not understand why people believe that because of a pandemic, you can't clear a homeless camp with drug addiction and violence and drug use and discarded syringes and just complete wreck of human life, with people living in tents, in public property, that is adjacent to a school with kindergartners in the classes. This is a K-8 school. And apparently a pretty good school, or at least it was. There are tons of parents who've left it already because the city of Seattle and the school district of Seattle, Seattle Public Schools, can't get together to clear out the encampment from Broadview Thompson Elementary School. And why not? They're saying, well, they couldn't do it because they couldn't arrange all the social services that the people experiencing homelessness so desperately need. And this was my problem with Compassion Seattle. Compassion Seattle was this going to be this big referendum was supposed to be placed on the ballot. It's been taken off the ballot now, and there's a lawsuit ongoing to put it back on. The basic idea of Compassion Seattle was to build 2,000 new housing units right away, quickly, for homeless people. And the fact is that if you do that, the idea that this is actually going to reduce the homeless population, I think, is very dubious. If you reward people with something like, hey, here, we're going to give you a free house because you've been trashing up the entire environment, the urban environment, and ruining a great city. If you are offering that to people, well, welcome. I mean, this is why I'm not talking about Afghan immigrants who have actually done something to help the United States. We're talking about welcoming thousands and thousands of new people right to downtown Seattle so they themselves can enjoy all the benefits and eventually be rewarded for having slept in public and run ruined lives, rewarded with free housing that's going to be provided for them by the taxpayers. The association of these two things makes no sense at all. There's also this problem, which is a problem of law enforcement. And this is actually an amazing story when you think about it. Not many people are using airports that much right now. I mean, planes are still flying, but I'm one of those people who has not gotten on planes very much recently, certainly compared to what I used to. And when you go to an airport, you like to think, well, this is a very, very safe and secure place. I mean, especially, and this, by the way, about the whole idea of TSA, remember that? And initially there were people who were complaining about TSA, and we have to go through a special check, and they're going to search your body if necessary. Well, that was the law. And by the way, that relates back to the discussion about vaccines. Is it some kind of assault on personal liberty if people get searched before they go on a plane, if that little thing beeps in the metal detector? Is that some kind of how a violation of personal liberty? I know there's some people who think so, but tough. It is considered by society and by the legal process to be a more serious chance and increased possibility of a disaster by removing the safeguards about people flying than it is an assault on personal liberty to have somebody put a wand over your body or even to check to make sure that there's nothing in that bulge in your pocket or whatever it is. And meanwhile, there was an airport, big airport, one of the busiest in the world, LAX, Los Angeles International, that wasn't so secure. Listen to this report from KCAL9.
Airport police say a homeless man went under a fence and onto the airfield this morning before boarding a parked airplane.
I don't know how that would happen. I guess it's my biggest reaction.
Sources tell us it was near this stretch of the airport fence where a man breached LAX security early Sunday morning, walked across the tarmac, and boarded a parked plane. Travelers and aviation buffs outside LAX.
I'm very surprised.
Stunned by the news.
That's insane.
Los Angeles Airport police have confirmed the details in a statement saying it happened at 4:45 a.m. The suspect, later identified as 31-year-old Matthew Main, used an instrument to pry the bottom of the fence upward and slipped underneath. The suspect then attempted to board an American Airlines aircraft that was being serviced. The cleaning crew immediately challenged the individual and, they say, called airport police, who quickly took him into custody.
And his future, unclear, but there probably will and should be some legal consequences. There's no crime committed with a film that is kind of gross and silly, but occasionally amusing. But actually, in terms of rewards, well, you'll hear with this review of Vacation Friends coming up.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Wrestler John Cena of Fast and Furious and comedian Lil Rel Howery of Get Out combine their talents in a goofy story about two couples who meet on a drunken, drug-soaked Mexican vacation and then get an unwanted reunion at an uptight wedding full of embarrassment and mayhem in Vacation Friends, now streaming on Hulu and playing in theaters.
The bride and groom to be.
You son of a... You said we were best friends.
What are you two doing here?
Yeah, the plot is laughably ridiculous, and the characterizations glamorize every sort of irresponsible behavior. But the lead performances are surprisingly likable, and the discomfort of the uptight groom, played by Lil Rel Howery, generates a few sympathetic laughs. It's rated R, of course, for lots of harsh language, abundant use of controlled substances, and some sex scenes that are more confusing than romantic. 2 stars for the frisky but forgettable Vacation Friend. Vacations. And when I say it's frisky but forgettable, that's because at one point there is a sex scene where it's not clear to the audience or to the participants who the actual participants are. Okay, that makes it sound more interesting than the movie is. Though I've got to say, John Cena, who's best known as a professional wrestler, World Wrestling Entertainment, and for Fast and Furious, the most recent edition, F9, I think it was. He's actually a pretty good actor, and he's kind of funny in the movie. He is obviously working to be the next edition of The Rock, of Dwayne Johnson's persona, going from wrestling to being good-natured comedy star. Okay, speaking of good-natured comedy stars, there's something that should bother everybody's good nature and cheerfulness, which is for a long time, Americans have felt a clear majority that we are headed in the wrong track. We're not headed in the right direction. But now there are 6 in 10 who say the U.S. has seriously gone off on the wrong track. Where do people think particularly that has happened and why? We will get to that. I'll tell you one issue where it's happened and we have gotten off on the wrong track. Teenagers are getting dramatically fatter, despite all of the efforts to post calorie counts on restaurant menus and other things. So what do you do about it? Or is there anything that anyone should do about it or be concerned about with that regard? There's also a lawsuit claiming that postage stamps, the requirement of postage stamps, was unconstitutional. It was like Jim Crow and poll taxes. How did the judge rule? And a Illinois woman allegedly flew to Hawaii full of fake Moderna vax cards. How did they catch her? We'll get to that. And much, much more, including Republican arguments about what to do with Afghan refugees when they come. That and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.